Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Now, given the choice, a few people in the Bible would change the way they are remembered. The Apostle Thomas would forever be known as Doubting Thomas for a brief moment of needing more proof of Jesus' resurrection. And some of us, named Peter, I'm looking at you, would wince every time someone casually uses the verb Peter out to describe people with great intentions who failed to finish what they set out to do. And of course, there's Martha. Don't be a Martha. Describe someone who is a busy bee who fails at being present with others. For just a brief moment, Martha neglected to sit at the feet of Jesus as she tried to be the best host she could be. Though she had great intentions, Martha would forever be remembered as someone who was anxious and distracted. But truthfully, there's probably a little Martha in each of us. So it's only natural that some of us heard today's gospel reading with some uneasiness. You've been there, stressed out, frantically arranging your magazines and newspapers into neat but very tall piles before a friend stops by. Or just as your visitor walked in the door, you noticed a pile of dirty laundry or a thick layer of dust on your shelves, or realized in horror you've forgotten to clean that very nasty toilet. Or you're still working on the main dish for the dinner party, even after your soon-to-be mother-in-law arrived. Just like Martha, you had good intentions, but you got distracted by what you thought was the proper way to host your guests. The Middle Eastern culture in our gospel reading, and I would say even with our present-day culture in L.A., expects hospitality. When we attend to our guests, we show care and respect to those who choose to spend time with us. People then would walk great lengths on hot and dusty roads to visit their friends, just as people today would drive or fly great distances to visit us. But what is true hospitality? Palestinian-American poet Naomi Shihab Nye gives us a glimpse in her poem, Red Brocade. The Arabs used to say, when a stranger appears at your door, feed him for 3 days before asking who he is, where he's come from, where he's headed. That way he'll have strength enough to answer. Or by then, you'll be such good friends you don't care. Let's go back to that. Rice? Pine nuts? Here, take the red brocade pillow. My child will serve water to your horse. No, I was not busy when you came. I was not preparing to be busy. That's the armor everyone put on to pretend they had a purpose in the world. I refused to be claimed. Your plate is waiting. We will snip fresh mint into your tea. Yes, hospitality is giving your guests your best pillow to rest on, and feeding them a delicious plate of rice. It is giving water to their horses, but it is also sitting with them, sipping fresh mint tea together unhurriedly, as if nothing else mattered in that moment. Nye captured this so well in her poem. Hospitality is both serving and being present. It is both Martha and Mary. But Martha, she got off to such a good start. We read at first, Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. She was at the door, probably welcomed Jesus in, and walked him to where he would sit and rest. Would you like some mint tea? She likely asked. And being the responsible head of the household, she then let Mary tend to Jesus while she went to the kitchen to fix some rice and maybe some hummus with pine nuts. And this was when Martha went from being hospitable to distracted. The original word for distracted in our reading is pulled or dragged away from. Martha had started focusing on Jesus, but then got pulled away into her many tasks, pulled away into her anxiety, so much so that Jesus remarked, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things." Her anxieties pulled her away. Her fear got in the way of encountering and listening to Jesus. Martha was afraid to disappoint, afraid to be seen as a bad host. But Jesus didn't care. What he wanted was actually quite simple. Be still. Sit with me. Sometimes our fears can pull us away from something wonderful unfolding right before our eyes. In the story, there's a subtle detail. Jesus, a man, visiting these two women in their house, in that culture, was a big deal. Jesus was breaking down social norms and expectations and showing that everyone is invited into God's presence. Everyone, not just well-educated, religious, Jewish men. Everyone can sit at Jesus' feet and be his disciples. In her worries, Martha missed Jesus' invitation to sit at his feet, to be his disciples. Yes, tending to physical needs is important, but encountering the holy in another person can change our world if only we let it. This past Thursday, many around the world, including Christo Brand, celebrated Nelson Mandela Day, the birthday of the South African leader. Mandela fought hard to dismantle apartheid and South Africa's racial and economic injustices. Brand knew Mandela well. After all, he was Mandela's prison guard when he was imprisoned for 18 years at the Robben Island prison. Brand, from a white family that supported apartheid, was 18 when he first met prisoner 46664, who was marked as the biggest criminal in South African history. But slowly over the years, Mandela's quiet respect for Brand and invitation to get to know him helped the two develop a deep bond and a lasting friendship that would eventually change Brand's perspective on racism and segregation. Brand became Mandela's friend by choosing to encounter the holy in Mandela, and it changed his life and his perspectives. Brand would become a fierce advocate of Mandela's vision of South Africa. For us, in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus was all about breaking down walls and encountering those who were excluded. including last week when Hank preached about the downtrodden and the foreigner in the parable of the Good Samaritan, as well as today, the women in our story. Jesus calls us to choose to overcome our fears to encounter the holy in the other person. The Good Samaritan overcame the fear of being an outsider to meet a stranger in need, the unexpected neighbor whom God placed in his life. He wasn't afraid to act and chose to see the holy in his neighbor regardless of race, religion, or social status. And Martha, Jesus beckoned her not to worry about pleasing him, not to be afraid about disappointing him, but rather to focus on encountering him. As Naomi Shihab Nye wrote, "Spend 3 days together, and by then you'll be such good friends, you don't care." It is so easy to be caught up in the details, in the unknown, in our perceptions and preconceptions, and to be pulled into our fears. It is much harder to choose to encounter others and to invite them into our lives. So do not be afraid of whom God places in our paths, whoever shows up as our neighbor that day. We just might find a friend in a stranger. And by the end of spending time together and listening to each other's stories, we'll be such good friends, we don't care. Do not be afraid of failing to please, but choose to encounter and get to know. We might find more things in common than we had thought, and we'll be such good friends, we do not care. Do not be afraid. Do not let our fears pull us away from the possibilities that being together might just open up. It just might change our lives. Amen.